My name is Kathy Spiegel. Being lesbian or gay in a predominantly straight world carries the same challenges and risks as being black in a white world or being female in a male-oriented society. Assumptions about how I live, who I associate with, my so-called lifestyle are rampant. The part you don't know is that I am ever so normal and that I have children and grandchildren, a job, a house, hobbies and interests that keep me busy in this community. If you were to have me participate in a lineup, nothing about me would single me out as lesbian, unless I chose to reveal that to you. What you also cannot see are the benefits that are denied to my partner and me because we are of the same sex. She cannot be on my insurance policy. She cannot direct how I am buried. She cannot receive medical information about me or share a room in a nursing home. She can't inherit our home or be the beneficiary on my retirement. These perks are all automatic to opposite-sex couples. The Religious Freedom, Protection, and Civil Unions Act, also called House Bill 1826, that is currently being considered in the Illinois legislature, will relieve some of these inequities for us and for opposite-sex couples who cannot or don't want to get married. For the elderly who rely on a dual income to support themselves, it may even be punitive to be married. This act will not change the federal issues such as income tax filing, but it will affect any Illinois statutes and will standardize what comprises a civil union for all residents. Currently, different governmental entities have their own guidelines, but these are not recognized outside of that jurisdiction. This act also recognizes that not all religious denominations wish to solemnize these unions. The bill's language refers to legal rights and responsibilities and provides protection for both opposite and same-sex partners. I urge you to contact your representative and let him or her know that you support this legislation. I have heard that some local legislators who may personally support House Bill 1826 assume that their constituents do not. Pick up the phone and make a call or send a personal letter to Representatives Black, Jacobson, Coultra, or Rose to voice your support. Please let them know that you support House Bill 1826. I look forward to the day when it will be harder to pick me out of the crowd because I will be just like you.